I'm Vicky Merrick. This is the Local Food Report. And here's what I know about asparagus. It's delicious, it's usually green, and most importantly for us, my friend Scott Britton grows it in North Falmouth. But it doesn't look anything like the tidy bundles you find in the supermarket, and it sure doesn't taste like supermarket asparagus, which is exactly what led Scott and his wife Liz to start growing some of their own. It all started one day when some friends gave them some wild asparagus.
And we had those, and it was, that's it. We have to grow asparagus. Because it's like tomatoes, it's a whole different thing. It's not like asparagus that you get at the store. So we got some, put the little seedlings in, and then you wait 2 to 3 years. The first 2 years, you don't take any. They come up, but you're trying to let them spread and establish themselves. So you basically leave them. And then the third year, you can start taking some. But you leave most of them up and take a smattering. And we took very few because I wanted to make sure that it got established well.
It's 10 years later, and all that holding back and some fastidious weeding and tender loving care has paid off.
But we get 20, 22, 24 on a good day, and then sometimes just like a dozen or 16. And this year, we've been getting over 30 and 49 one day, which has shattered all previous records.
That was a feast.
That was a feast.
And when did things first start to happen?
The last week in April, we start to see them. And then when they come in, they grow very slowly. And we only get them, you know, one or two or three at a time.
It's very exciting, that first sight.
It's exciting the first day when we have enough of them to cook, because it takes like 3 or 4 days before we have a worthwhile amount. But after that, it's 20 a day. So we're knee-deep in them for all of May and 3 weeks of June.
Harvesting asparagus is very satisfying, and you can see it practically growing right before your eyes. To me, when you look at a single stalk bursting through pretty solid dirt, it looks prehistoric, in the same way oysters do. It feels like power or a primitive force. And let's face it, asparagus are pretty weird looking.
But yeah, see, this wasn't tall enough yesterday. So say it was that. It had to have grown, 4 or 5 or 6 inches, right? And
timber,
there it goes.
So it feels under my feet very solid, not soft. Mm. But when you see them busting out,
they push up through really hard soil. When they come up, they're white. And for white asparagus, what they do is keep piling the dirt up around the edges of it. And as long as the dirt's around it, the chlorophyll won't turn it green. But that's a lot of work to come out every day.
Scott would differ with popular opinion that thinner is better or more tender.
When they first shoot out of the ground, they come out at the thickness that they're going to be. So if it comes out thin, it just stays thin the whole time and will never get thick. That's it. And other ones, when they come out, they're 3/4 of an inch or almost an inch wide. And they're just huge fat ones, which you really like when you grow them. like to sell you on the pencil thin ones, but I like the thicker ones.
Yeah, what is that discussion? Is it about tenderness?
Well, it probably is, and when we cut them, even if we are cutting ones that aren't that thick, we cut them long because I hate to give up any valuable asparagus meat, and then peel them with a vegetable peeler. So we peel the bottom third or half because then it gets kind of fibrous. And I think if you get the really thin ones, then maybe you don't have that fiber problem. But I would just as soon peel a little bit at the bottom and get the whole spear nice and tender.
Scott is a superior and detailed cook, and he cooks with intention. The closer he can get to the source or the origin of his ingredients, the better. From peas to pigs to clams and oysters, he cherishes every last drop or fiber. So don't think for a second that Scott would ever waste even those tiny peelings or wee tough bits.
If it's too big and I'm going to cut some off because I let them go too long and they're too tall, then I save those and put them in and make soup with it or make a sauce with it and just boil the little end bits and put them in the cuisine art and strain them out.
Are we talking the famous double asparagus?
Well, that would do double asparagus sauce. That would do asparagus and Parmesan soup. That would do a stock for anything else you were going to put it in.
It'll be worth your while to check out our website, capeandislands.org. Scott is sharing his delicious recipes, and I'll put up a good story that he told me about snapping turtles laying eggs in his asparagus beds every year. And
we're just letting nature go here and see what happens.
I'm Vicki Marek for WCAI's Local Food Report, which is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.